The essence of the message is that among the many potential threats posed by continued shale gas development in Pennsylvania, and specifically in the Butler region, one that it should be considered most serious is that due to leaking wells, wells that leak hydrocarbons or other fluids into underground sources of drinking water. Since many people in that area are on private drinking water wells, the incidence rate of contamination of those wells continues to rise, despite the fact that Pennsylvania has supposedly tough regulations and inspections. And we've analyzed data provided by the PADEP for over 41,000 oil and gas wells in Pennsylvania that were drilled in the last 12 years. Many of those are in the Butler area.
This summer, an EPA report leaked to some media outlets implied that methane from fracking did taint wells in Dimmock in Susquehanna County. Your thoughts?
Most certainly did, and it most certainly is still doing that. I've been retained pro bono as an expert witness in two of the ongoing lawsuits brought by a number of families in the Dimmock area, still seeking relief of some type for the fact that their wells have been contaminated, are contaminated, and will continue to be contaminated because the leakage that is occurring basically can't be stopped. And as PADEP allows, in this case, Cabot, to continue to drill more wells in the Dimmock area, our current analysis of all the data to date indicates that we should expect more leaking wells and more contamination incidents.
To reiterate what you just said, cannot be stopped whether there's additional drilling or not.
Yes, that's correct. Wells that start to leak sometimes can be repaired. Sometimes they cannot be repaired. And I don't hesitate to add that plugging, which is a regulatory relief for leaking wells, doesn't stop certain wells that are leaking from continuing to leak. And in many of the wells in the Dimmock area that have been plugged already, leakage continues to occur.
What is done in that process, as you say, intended to stop the leaking?
Plugging is a process by which a well is taken out of production, and it consists of emplacing cement or other materials inside the production casing to stop production from occurring through that casing. In other words, you killed the well forever. But if the leaking is occurring outside the production casing, which is most frequently what's happening if the well is leaking, then pouring cement down the inside of the casing, which has no problem, is not going to cause the well to stop leaking. On the other hand, if the company knows and if the regulators know that a well is leaking outside of its casing, there are methods that can be used to repair such leakage. The problems are, one, that those methods don't always work. They only work about 50% of the time. Two, they're very expensive, so companies are hesitant to employ them because it means taking the well temporarily out of production for some period of time, which means they're losing production from the well, and hiring a subcontractor to come in and spend tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to repair the leak with the expectation that it might work, it might not work.
Earlier, you were talking specifically about Dimmock and methane. Mm-hmm. Another federal study by Nettle here in Pittsburgh, preliminary results, I must add, found fracking fluid remained deep below the aquifers. They used tracers, markers with the fracking fluids. So from these two different studies, what can we draw that maybe the fracking fluid doesn't necessarily taint the aquifers, but the release of methane within the fracturing process could and does taint water?
That's an excellent question. Everything we spoke about so far in this conversation had absolutely nothing to do with fracking. There's an often confused misinformation, sometimes disingenuously propagated by certain parties, that this problem is all about fracking. The problem I'm referring to, leaking wells, has absolutely nothing to do with fracking. Merely drilling a well, whether it's a Marcellus well, whether it's a gas well, an oil well, a water well, any well that is drilled, encased, and cemented can leak. And it can leak anything, any natural fluids, gases, or liquids that can get into the leak path. That has nothing to do with fracking.
People tend to link them together, don't they?
People tend to list them together, and that's a source of confusion. The whole issue of framing what we're now calling fracking is unfortunate, because it is not impossible that fracking itself can cause contamination of underground sources of drinking water. There is an ongoing study, high-profile study at the EPA. It's going to go for another year or two, which is focused exactly on that issue. What's the probability that fracking itself can cause contamination of underground sources of drinking water. That science is unsettled. The science that is settled and is well known by the industry and by regulators is that the mere act of drilling, casing, and cementing a well, if it's not properly cased and cemented initially, will leak initially. And even if it is properly cased and cemented initially, there's a very high probability that over a multi-decade lifetime of that well, it will start to leak.
So does it come down to the practices of the company that is drilling, or is it also where they're drilling, the geological nature of a particular site?
Excellent question. And the answer is yes. The probability of a well failing, and by failing I mean it's leaking outside the production casing, native gases or liquids which can migrate into an underground source of drinking water or directly to the surface, the probability of that happening is very much dependent upon the local geology, among other things. Whenever there are intervening layers of high-pressure gas, either in a coal seam or in other shale layers, that one has to drill through in order to get to, say, the target Marcellus, that heightens the probability of well leakage. Whenever you're drilling in an area where the geology is highly disturbed, convoluted, faulted, distorted because of various geological processes over the last 300 million years, then again, the probability of well leakage goes up.
If drilling continues in Pennsylvania, what can be done to make it as safe as possible?
If you had said, what can be done to make it safe, I would say nothing, because it's an inherently unsafe process. Safe would mean nothing could ever go wrong. What's important to understand is what is the probability that something will go wrong, and knowing that probability, what yet can be done by the operators using better technology, using better techniques, with better personnel, with better materials, taking their time, can they effectively decrease that probability? And if there is proper surveillance by inspection and then proper enforcement of violations, with fines that are proportional to the harm done, is there a coupling between that and how companies behave? Yes. So does Pennsylvania have the toughest regulations in the country? Absolutely not. Nobody has tough regulations. Tough regulations would mean something like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not. And if you do, here's the proportional punishment.
Tony Ingraffia, thank you so much.
Sure.